Does that feel all right to you? Just that little?
Okay. That's fine. I don't know if I'll sound very eloquent.
No.
Okay.
That's not the goal. When things start sounding eloquent, people start feeling like, is this scripted? You know? Yeah.
You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
All right. So, I'm here with our good friend, Narelle. Narelle, introduce yourself to everyone.
Hi, I'm Narelle Cortez, and I have been at Live for about 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. It's been awesome. A while. Yeah.
So as people might notice, we are on Zoom, so you might hear some lags here and there. But we're talking about the Hispanic Heritage Month, and you are Mexican American. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about your experience of growing up Mexican American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my family is actually from the northern Mexico, so they're from a state called Tamaulipas. Uh-huh. And so growing up, you know, Spanish was my first language. I learned English through my environment. Every summer, my mom would just send us to Mexico, and we would spend 2 months just being there with our grandparents. And so that was like a great space for me to go and actually be immersed in Mexican culture. Mm. So that was really fun for us growing up. We would just have a blast with our cousins. But I think growing up, like elementary school and everything, I was very immersed in Mexican culture because I went to like a Mexican church where everybody was Mexican. At my school, yeah. I was in a bilingual program, so everybody there was like, I guess the majority of them were Mexican American. So that was really, that was my world growing up. But I didn't really realize that I was different until like middle school when I started going to, there wasn't a bilingual program anymore.
And yeah,
it was that kind of just came to a crash, like, oh wow, like being Mexican American is something entirely different.
So what kind of struck you about that experience?
Well, so it was the fact that not everybody spoke Spanish, mm-hmm. and I was ashamed of speaking Spanish because I thought it wasn't like a cool thing to do. I don't know. All the like cool kids only speak English.
Oh, we are so cool by being monolingual.
Exactly. And yeah, it's just that I started noticing people around me, you know, like looking at my family whenever we would speak Spanish only. I never caught that until later, that we were different. We were speaking another language people didn't know.
So, and how's that kind of like, how's that followed you into adulthood?
Mm-hmm. So, when I, at first I was ashamed of it, like middle school, but high school it was different because we moved to like a border town.
Mm.
So I was in Brownsville where, you know, 90 something percent of my high school class was Mexican American.
Sure.
And so, that kind of like, I don't know, it gave me a sense of like belonging again in the Mexican culture because we were all, you know, we were all basically the same in terms of our heritage. And so I didn't realize I was different again because I was, everybody was the same. Our teachers were teachers in Spanish.
You reacclimated, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was able to be more than just the Mexican kid. I was never the Mexican kid. As opposed to like in middle school, I felt like I was that like Mexican kid. As opposed to high school, I was just, you know, whatever else I wanted to define myself as.
Sure.
Which was the nerd.
Mm.
But then I went to college and same thing, you know, there wasn't that many Hispanics at my college. And so I kind of had that, had like that, not the clash, but I had the like shift in perspective again, where I wasn't in the majority anymore. I was the minority once again. Mm-hmm. But this time I don't know why, but I started having more of a sense of pride, in my culture, in my heritage, just because it was something cool. It was different. I was different from everybody. And I wasn't like, you know, when you're 13 and you're different from everybody.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm cool because I'm different.
Yeah, I feel you there. So, well, let's transition to this. Tell me a couple things that are your favorite things about your Hispanic culture.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things about Hispanic culture is just how like open and warm the culture is. You know, you talk to people and they're just so animated, and they just, you know, they want to feed you and they want you to be part of their family. And I think that's one of my favorite things about Hispanic culture. And one of the things that, like, I don't know, it took me a while to like kind of acclimate to American culture in terms of that. So I was like, you don't want to be my best friend? You don't want to like
have happening?
Me? Exactly. So that's one of my, I also love how excited we are about soccer. I mean, I think the rest of the world, football, the rest of the world besides America, I guess. The United States.
Yeah. What are some of your go-to meals? What are like,
oh yeah,
your favorite cuisine?
So I like mole. So mole is one of my favorite. I have that every day, every year. Every year for my birthday, my mom makes mole.
Nice.
And we have a cake. And another one of my favorite Mexican traditions is with the cake. So Mexicans, for some reason, as babies, even we start early, we start our babies early. We like to cake people. So whenever it's their birthdays, we like to smash people's head inside of a cake.
Because,
I don't know, nothing represents, you know, a new year, like cake up your nose.
Like icing going down your nasal cavity. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it. So what does it mean for you that your faith community that you're part of is acknowledging and honoring Hispanic Heritage Month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it means a lot. I don't think I've been a part of a faith community besides like a Hispanic faith community that has acknowledged Hispanic Heritage Month, because I mean it's interesting because even though like we are like we have like that thing in common, you know, the church, the religion thing in common, we're still different. Like I'm still not like everybody else either, and everybody has their differences as well. It's nice that you acknowledge that uniqueness about us.
Yeah.
And you celebrate it. And so that means a lot to have that.
That's really cool. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. I need that.
Well, thanks for joining me in this little chat about Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Bye, everyone. That should be simple.
Okay.
How do you feel about it? You feel weird? We can do it again if you want to.
I don't know. I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
You sounded great.
Yeah.
But
I wish it was more like a story to this. But
it's authentically what came up for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what people want to hear.
You, Narelle, it's just your experience.